Yo, listening to Hot 64 FM, New Dock City Radio, presented to you by OKBeast.com, hosted by Blessing Adeoye Jr. and Alex Van Aken.
Yo, what's up? You are now listening to episode 4 of New Donk City Radio, the number one Super Mario Odyssey podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye. Joining me this week is the co-hostess with the mostest, Alex Van Aken. What's up, Alex?
You gonna steal that line from me now?
I hate that.
You let
I
me say
you
for
that.
The past two really times you tried recording this intro. It's me, how Alex. Hello. Hi, I'm here. You stole my intro. I'm pissed.
I'm pissed that I said it because I like vehemently do not like saying that or hearing that, but I said it because
it's your co-hostess with the mostest, Ace Wizzy from the River City, Alex Van Aken.
You're not
what's
even
up,
from
y'all?
Chicago. Wait, no, River.
The River City, Richmond.
Oh shoot. Okay, my bad. Sorry, Chicago and Richmond, for getting y'all mixed up.
Yeah, freaking Chicago. It's the Windy City.
Freaking yeah, River the Windy City. It's Chi-Town. Lil Chano from 79th is from there. You know.
Yeah.
Easy from the.
All right.
Occupying the third seat today, we have Ian Pichel. What's up, Ian?
What's up, man? How are you? I don't have a creative nickname for myself or an interesting intro.
I tried to give you a few nicknames.
Yeah, they were
in our previous takes.
That was a
they
bad...
did not work out, especially
yeah,
for a Mario podcast.
That was a hot take right there. No, thank you.
Yeah, I might have said some things that I regret, and I apologize for them. I usually never apologize, but man, got really dark the last few takes. New Donk City Radio is your number one source for following Mario's adventures as he odysseys into various lands and kingdoms. We're a weekly limited run podcast series. If you like the show, subscribe to us on your streaming service of choice. Visit OKBeast.com and follow at OKBeast now on Twitter and Instagram. If you don't know Ian is my special co-host. I don't know why I called you special. Ian is my co-host.
I think I'm special.
Ian is my co-host on, I don't know how, see, when I said special, I didn't know whether you're going to take that as like a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just glad that we're still here, that you're still on the Hangouts and you haven't left yet. Ian is my co-host on the OKBeast podcast. He has a lot of good input and a lot of good Mario knowledge. See me as how he's beaten Mario Odyssey, right? Have you beaten Mario Odyssey or no?
I think I have, and that's where I'm kind of like hazy as to have I actually beaten it.
Mm.
I think I've seen a final boss fight, but I don't know if I've beaten it, air quotes.
If you think you haven't beaten it, then I don't know if you've beaten it. I don't think you've beaten it. Because I feel like you know, have you, like, do you know if you've gotten past the main story?
I think I have. And that's, okay. Again, that's where I'm, like, kind of, like, sketchy on, like,
has the
I
wedding
have
happened yet?
A wedding has happened.
Okay, I think you might be...
There was done. A church.
Y'all acting like a wedding is a spoiler. Okay. Y'all, you spend the whole game collecting wedding festivity stuff.
Wait, did you just say a wedding's a spoiler?
No.
I'm sorry, since you're faced away, so for those listening, because you can't see this, Alex is facing the opposite direction of the camera, and so, like, and also his microphone setup is weird, so, like, his he's speaking into his podcast microphone, but his actual computer microphone that me and Ian are hearing out of is on his computer, and legit, like, it's like trying to hear an echo talk.
I'm sorry. Extra Life equipment is still set up, and my recording room is still empty, so I'm on an air mattress recording this.
Yeah, Alex looks like a real sad boy right now watching him on
just
his screen.
Not facing the camera, looking away.
Yeah. Alex, how far are you in Mario Odyssey?
I'm in the Luncheon Kingdom right now. Beating the boss or whatever. I'm just having fun in the Luncheon Kingdom. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. So I think I'm almost to the end of the game. Pretty close to the end. I said I think I'm almost to the end of the game.
Okay.
Just based off of how many notches are left in my balloon on the Odyssey. And the fact that, like, I'm starting to, like, the boss, because spoiler alert, like, if you follow along with the podcast this far, you know that you have to fight the Brutals or whatever, which are like the Koopas of this game. Well, you have to fight them all one more time on the latter half of the game, and they slowly start actually, like, dying and disappearing. And so I've got, like, two Brutals left. So I assume once I kill them, that kind of triggers something
else.
Jesus
Christ, that is brutal. Oh, God, yeah. I did it.
You did it.
I just broke the podcast. No.
But yeah, I'm in the Luncheon Kingdom, just kind of like running around having fun.
You're taking longer on this game than I think anybody else who owns the game. Like,
I
think you're the last
person
with the Switch who hasn't beaten it yet.
I feel like it's not my favorite game in the world. Like, it's a really great game. It's it, I was expecting Breath of the Wild, and I think that kind of that expectation kind of soiled part of the gaming experience for me, if that makes sense.
I want to get into that actually, but before we do, real quick, subscribe to youtube.com/OkieBeast. Those who are listening, I wanted to do the housekeeping real quick before I forgot. Mario, sure. Our Mario Odyssey review is available. It's been available since last week, and so check that out. We didn't give it a score because you don't get scores here at OkieBeast. But if I was to give it a score, I'd give it a love out of 10. New Donk City Radio shirts are available on OkieBeast.com/store. So check that out. We got different selections. We got long sleeve. We got short sleeve. And we got. Do we have different colors? Or is it one
color? Do we have what?
Different colors.
Yes.
Yes.
We have a dark blue and a light blue.
Yeah.
Like a navy and a light blue.
We have a dark blue and a light blue. Those are different colors technically. And also,
I didn't want to do one with black because all of our other shirts are black.
Yeah.
And so.
Everybody loves black shirts though. I feel like everybody prefers the black shirts.
I've had a lot of people that say thank you for not doing another black shirt.
Really?
So.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, those people should buy the shirts. Thank you so much, though, for those who have supported us. Also, thank you so much for those who were there during Extra Life that donated. We're now recording a new OKB's podcast for the next couple of weeks, even though there's going to be episodes coming out. So this is the first time and probably one of the only times I'm going to be able to say this for the next couple of weeks. But thank you so much for those who watched. We raised over $1,700 during Extra Life, and that was a really fun time. You can check out the archives on twitch.tv/OkieBeast now. 28 hours, Alex waxed his legs. Alex also dressed like a stripper and did a dance wearing a Mario Odyssey hat, and so it's relevant to this podcast. what else did you do, Alex? Alex deleted a Destiny 2 character. Alex also played PT. and I
did a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot more than you.
Alex,
I drank pickle juice.
Blessing didn't do much.
Alex also had some mayonnaise shots, and so
I
forgot about that.
Yeah,
that was disgusting. We're gonna clip all this out on the OKBeast Twitter. So follow Twitter at OKBeast Now and Instagram at OKBeast Now.
Yeah, and like the thing is, I was on paper to do some stuff, but it was performance based, and so like one of the things was every time somebody died in Last of Us Survivor mode, then they would have to take a mayonnaise shot. I didn't die. Yeah. And that wasn't just because I was camping. Like I got like the second most kills on my team, and so I was doing work. It's just that, you know, your boy is putting in that work. And also I was supposed to get drenched in ice possibly, but then like it was decided between who was gonna win in Smash between me.
Although
and
you changed
and
the rules up last minute. We let you you did change the rules up, just saying.
Well, I think it was Chase's suggestion.
It was.
Yes.
You were supposed to fight us with the Wii Fit trainer.
Yeah.
And then ended up getting like your best character.
Ness is not my best character. He's like top 15 for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So you were saying that like this game was supposed to be Breath of the Wild for you.
Yeah.
Or you were expecting this game to possibly be that for you. It's not being that. Where I want to actually, my response to that actually right now is I'm playing the game. I've been playing the game today. I've been playing the same section, like the same area, not even same area, like the same challenge in the game all day today. Like it's like just one pipe thing. this is like very post game, and today I think I realized that like, yo, this game is basically kind of like it's kind of like Destiny for Mario.
And yeah, it's like the Kingdom Hearts. kidding.
Wait, what'd you say? You're still faced away from me, so I can't hear a word you're saying.
I said it's just like Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, it's just like Kingdom Hearts. No, so the reason why I say it's like Destiny is that like. I feel like a lot of the best stuff is after you reach the end. Like,
yeah.
Through the main course of the game, like, the game is really easy because you're collecting all of the obvious hearts, you're collecting all the easy hearts, and, like, basically the hearts that are the amount of hearts required for you to move, or not hearts, sorry, moons, the amount of moons required for you to move on is not that many for each kingdom. Like, it's a lot, but it's not, like, You're not getting to the down and gritty. Now that I've beaten the game, and now that I'm like I'm at I think past 300 moons, and now that I'm doing cleanup, and now that I'm doing like more like the post game stages, like I'm starting to feel not the grind because it's not a grind game, but the difficulty in the game, and I'm starting to feel like now I'm having to actually like look for moons and actually like kind of dig into these levels to find moons. Now that I've gotten all the easy stuff out of the way. And now I'm doing like the harder challenges, and like there's one challenge that I was absolutely obsessed with today that like kind of solidified that this game is amazing. Like this game is up there for me. I mean, maybe not Breath of the Wild for me, but is this game is taken next level to me after beating it, because like
that's what I'm excited for, because I've heard that.
Like the challenge I'm doing right now is all about movement and all about like getting. I'm just gonna say what it is. So essentially, in New Donk City, there's a level where you can get on a scooter, and it's like this path, and you have to like get to the end of the path, and the path is falling behind you, and you have to like use the scooter and get to the end of this path to get the moon at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this obstacle course thing. Basically, they dropped the place I'm at in the game right now. It's that again, but it's on foot. Like, you don't get a scooter. You have to complete that on foot, which seems impossible. But it's very much possible. And it took me all day to do it, but I finally did it. And, like, you have to do all types of tricks. It's one of those things where you can't have your cap on. You have to, like, throw your cap away. And so it's just you as Mario trying to do this thing. And it really showcased, like, how intricate this game can get when it comes to the platforming.
Yeah.
And it's stuff cool. like that. Like like the game gets really difficult, harder on, which is what I'm enjoying right now. So yeah.
Nice.
Dope. Was there anything
I do think that the game gets better as it goes. Like not only in difficulty, but like I just think like I feel like I saw a lot of hate for the Luncheon Kingdom before launch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought like, I don't know, like I think that's one of my favorite kingdoms, maybe. Like, maybe, maybe not. But, like, just the creativity, like, ramps up a whole bunch, like, after New Donk City, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Like. We talked about New Donk City last week. That's definitely, like, the highlight for me still. But I feel like everything after that gets way better, just in general.
Interesting.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Interesting. Ian, you've gotten to the end of the game, or around the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the game?
I'm really enjoying it. I typically am not a huge... like platformer guy or like a Mario guy in general. I feel like if I had to say I was one or the other, I would say I'm way more of a Zelda guy, but I'm really enjoying this game overall. And for a guy who doesn't enjoy platformers, I'm really just enjoying the design of the game and like how it's constructed and how it's like being paced as I'm playing it. So yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Dope.
Nice. So the next segment I have here is a brand new segment just for this episode. Maybe we'll do it in future episodes, depending. But it's Super Mario Odyssey 20 Questions. Shout out to GameScoop for giving me this idea. IGN GameScoop. At the end of every one of their episodes, they do video game 20 questions where you have to guess what video game the host is thinking of within 20 questions, right? I want to do this the same thing with Super Mario Odyssey, except with characters. So I have a character in my brain. You guys have 20 questions to get it. And I'll tell you right now, like, oh, also, you can only guess one character, right? Like, if you guess, if you're going to guess a character, that has to be your final guess.
Okay.
So.
Are
you ready?
You guys ready?
Yes.
Is it a human?
No.
Is it a traditional, what we would think of a traditional animal?
No.
Is it a classic Mario character?
No.
Is it featured in every kingdom?
Every kingdom?
Is it featured in the majority of the kingdoms?
I think so. That's my answer, is I think so.
Is it a man or a woman?
That's not a yes
or no. I can ask that. Can this character be classified by a singular gender?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 5 questions.
And what was the answer on the animal one?
It's not an animal.
Okay.
Or no, it's not a traditional animal.
It's not a traditional animal. It's not a traditional Mario character. It's featured in every kingdom. So it's not the Shiba.
I mean, I think either. I know who it is, but I need to ask more questions.
It's not the Shiba, right? Because the Shiba is a traditional animal.
You can't ask.
I'm talking to Alex. I'm talking to you.
So my theory so far is it's Cappy. That's my theory. Because he's the one who lines up. You assume it's a singular gender. It's not an animal.
Oh, yeah. I guess we assume Cappy is a man, right? Or a male. A male.
Kind of. Like,
ghost,
I mean,
or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that assumption might not be right, but... He's, like, featured in most of the kingdoms.
Yeah, because I can't think of a single person that's in every single kingdom.
I mean, I can think of, like, Toad.
Oh, yeah, Captain Toad. Yeah, Captain Toad's in every single one. Oh, is it a robot?
No. I think that's question six.
So it's not
that's
question six,
yeah.
Because Uncle Amiibo comes up
to
every...
That would have been hilarious, though, with Uncle Amiibo.
Uncle Amiibo is the homie. He's my real uncle.
Does the character wear clothes?
Define clothes.
Shoes? I'll say yes. Shirts?
Yeah,
Backpack?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
But no, yeah, it can't be Toad because Toad is a traditional Mario character.
I thought he said yes, or did he say no to that?
I said no to that.
Oh, yeah. You did. But is Captain Toad a traditional Mario character? Because he's very new, Captain Toad.
Yeah, I suppose.
And he's in every level. Cappy's in almost every level.
I'll tell you right now, what I consider a traditional Mario character is a character that's been in, been in a Mario game before this one.
Okay.
So technically, Captain Toad is not a traditional Mario character because that wasn't Super Mario Brothers Captain Toad.
Yeah, but he was in. He had his own game though, and he was in Mario 3.
So he's telling us it's not him.
Yeah.
Someone who's in every single level.
I feel like it's gonna be Cappy. I mean, I'm not saying that's my answer, blessing. I'm trying to think.
Is the character a ghost?
No.
So then it's not Cappy because Cappy's a ghost.
Is he?
Yeah, but he's like a spirit.
I'm not that well in touch with Mario lore like that. I never thought about
that. He's like a ghost that can transform into anything.
Hmm.
Maybe it is Cappy.
I can't. How many questions have we had? Who's in, wait a minute. Do you find this character in the Mexico Kingdom?
Define find.
Is this character?
Like, do they exist in the Mexico Kingdom?
No. Is this character... Wait a minute. We said he's not a traditional animal. Can this character fly?
Does he fly?
No.
Okay,
so then we were thinking...
We were thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Is this character one of the citizens of the Sand Kingdom?
No.
Ah.
Does this character... Questions. Is he red?
No.
Okay. Because
I was thinking of the Sand Kingdom skeleton that shows up in every level that you can play the slots with.
Oh.
He's in every level. The flying lizard guy's in every level.
Is this a vendor?
Oh, what?
A vendor?
A vendor.
No. That's 12 questions. Your 20th question has to be your guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the Shiba. The only characters I can think of that show up in every level are the Shiba Inu, the Lizard, obviously Cappy and Mario.
Not a traditional Mario.
Not Uncle Amiibo.
What about the creatures? Are we missing a creature that shows up in most of the levels?
Wait a minute.
Or many of the
levels?
Oh, you
said it's not a traditional animal? Because it's not the birds then, because birds show up in every single level.
Yeah.
Also, I never said every single level. I said most levels, and that I think so.
God damn it, blessing.
I'm trying to wonder if it's like a Goomba.
Kakumba.
No, that's a traditional Mario character, though.
A non-traditional.
Are there any creatures that you possess that show up in several of the kingdoms? I'm trying to think.
Is this character an element?
Is that an actual question?
Well, I was trying to think of like what shows up in almost every level, and that's like Lightning Mario and like the lightning cables or whatever.
Oh, interesting. No, it's not an element.
Mm.
7 questions left. You guys might be mad at me.
I'm gonna be furious
for one of the questions. For one of the questions, you might be mad at me, but we'll see because I have reasons why I went the way I did.
Alex, ask a question. I'm tired of this. I hate you, blessing.
Do you wear this character?
Wait, did you just ask another question? I still can't hear you.
Do you wear this character?
Do you wear this character?
Yeah.
No.
Shows up in every level. I really have no idea.
Do you ride this character? No, ride.
Oh.
Nope. You got 5 questions left.
Do the moons count as characters?
I wouldn't count a moon.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Almost every level.
Almost
not all levels. Several levels.
I think so.
He thinks
so. They're definitely more than one level, and they appear.
Wait. I think. Are these characters or character? Do they fly on a ship?
Do they fly on a ship? No.
Yeah.
This is hard.
The look of disappointment on Alex's face after that question.
Can you possess this character?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, three questions left. One of them has to be your guess.
The humans don't count as a character, right? Like that, they're not a traditional Mario character, but they don't show up in every level. You can't capture it. You can't ride it.
I mean, I feel like the humans might be like the best guess so far. Because they show up in a lot
of levels. They only show up in New Donk City.
No, like they're in the like
other levels.
There's one in Sand Kingdom who's like with his car.
Oh, yeah.
They show up in other places.
I guess so. All right, Alex, you guess.
Yeah, I'm going to guess. Is this a human, a citizen of New Donk City?
Nope. We have one question left, then your guess.
I really can't think of a single thing. Wait. No, because you already said it's not a mainline Mario character, so it couldn't be Pauline.
Is there anything in the 2D? No, that's... No. He's right. We're probably going to be pissed at him.
Is it
probably
an enemy?
Be mad at me.
Oh, what about the spiky...
That's an interesting question. I'm going to say no. They're not an enemy.
Wait, you had to think about if it was an enemy or not?
I think you'll understand once you know.
Huh.
You said it's not a robot, so it can't be the robots from the Robot Kingdom.
Yep. This last one has to be your guess.
Hmm. Can't be possessed. Not a traditional Mario character.
I'll tell you this though. The question of is it a traditional Mario character is the one you might get mad at me at.
Are you kidding me? We've been basing our entire.
Is it the fireballs in the Luncheon Kingdom?
Is that your guess?
I guess that's my guess. I guess I don't know.
No. Wait. He said it can't be possessed.
Oh fuck! You're right. I got nothing, Alex.
I'm gonna say Captain Toad. No wait, but he said he debunked that. I feel like it's going to be
Captain Toad. I would consider a traditional Mario character because he's in a Mario game previous.
What shows up, Ian? The bird shows up. Who shows up after you beat a level?
After you beat a level? Uncle Amiibo, normal Toad. That's really all I can think about. Oh, yeah, the squawking bird.
The flying bird, the flying pterodactyl thing.
The flying lizard guy.
Who else shows up?
That's all I can think of.
The lion? No, he said you couldn't ride it.
Yeah. All right.
Your guess is as good as mine.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alex, guess right now.
It's one of the Cappy people. The Caps from Cappy Kingdom.
Nope. The answer is... Don't hate me. Lady Goomba.
Are you kidding me?
You can literally jump off a bridge. I hate you.
She is an enemy. Mario character.
She's a goddamn Goomba. Are you kidding
me? Lady Goomba. She's a specific Goomba, though.
Oh, my gosh.
She's part of a species that was in traditional Mario games. But herself, I wouldn't consider a traditional Mario
character. I said, is it red? Does it wear red?
No, you said, is it red? And you said, does it wear stuff? I said, yes. You said, is it red? No. Is the character itself red?
I hate you.
Goombas
so much.
Are a brownish red.
Goombas are brown. And listeners, if you want to rewind it back, hear the way I answered those questions, I think I was very fair. I'll say so myself. I even backpedaled and said, hey, you might not want to hold strongly to these questions.
I hate you.
Whatever.
Anyway, moving on.
Do better next time.
Do better.
Somebody was probably screaming at their screen, though. I assume, on that one. Somebody's going to email in, like, email Alex directly, DM him, and yell. Next up, we have the Kingdom Tour, where we walk kingdom by kingdom. Last week, we did it up to New Donk City. This week, we're doing from Seaside Kingdom to Luncheon Kingdom. So if you haven't beaten these levels yet, you might want to tune out or fast forward, because we're going to get in depth, deep in there, starting from Seaside Kingdom, otherwise known as Bubble Lane. What are you guys' experience in Seaside Kingdom? Who wants to start?
I'll start real quick. I heard bad things. I keep hearing bad things about these levels. Like, people said Seaside Kingdom is like one of their least favorites. Like, dude, I had so much fun in Seaside Kingdom.
Yeah.
It might be like one of my favorite, like, top levels from the game. There's just so much to explore, like, both above and below the surface. And I think it's a really fun boss fight. I don't know. I love the aesthetic and just the music. It's like it's very fun. Like, I felt like I was on like a little vacation. Like, I'm excited to go back. Like, there's a lot of different enemies to possess. Like, I think it just has a lot of variety to it. And I think it's probably the best water-based kingdom in the game.
Yeah.
By far. that's kind of my overall thoughts on it. Like, Ian, what do you think?
A bubble kingdom? I don't know. I feel like I like that kingdom a lot. I'm always a huge fan of like swimming in any like video game. And I feel like the color palette of that world is really nice and like calming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the enemy that you possess in the Bubble Kingdom is really cool. So yeah. I feel like the ability to just like float around and like fly around the world like super is like, super cool. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love aquatic creatures too. So.
Oh, cool. I love land-based creatures.
I'm a big fan of the flying ones. The flying ones are my favorite.
Blessing, do you like air-based creatures?
The air-based creatures are my jam.
I also figured out how to do like the long swim or whatever, like the long stroke.
Oh, like the press Z and...
I think you mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that felt really good. But I just think there's so many like little nooks and underground caverns that were like really cool to explore. There's also, I felt like I got a power moon on this one. Let me pull it up on my Switch because I screenshotted like what it was called. But it's
I
like
still
the
can't get over the fact that Blessing said I like the flying ones and just stared blankly into his webcam at me.
So I think the best power moon in this place is the treasure chest in the Narrow Valley.
I like that one too.
Yeah, that's the one where like you have to bounce on the walls, but you have to like bounce, jump on your cap, bounce again. Like it's too, it's like there's too much gap, too much space in between the walls for you to do a traditional wall bounce, and so you have to like get creative and like launch yourself over between each wall. So that was really fun getting up there. It felt really rewarding. And then you like get to possess the bubble guys and like go through some obstacles and stuff to get it. So that was really cool. And then you like drop down and like get to float down to another one. Like, I really like that part of it. Probably the best power moon for me in that level. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, I really like that kingdom. What do you think, Bless?
I agree with Ian that I love the capture. Like one of the main enemies you capture in that area. Like the one, it's in the water. It's basically like, I don't know the name exactly, but it's basically like this jellyfish looking thing that you capture. And yeah, you can like float up in the air with the water. And I think My initial impression of this level was that I did not like this level as much as the other levels. It's one of my least favorites, like this and Lake Kingdom, mainly because I disliked the swimming. But I went back to it a little bit, and I like it more than I initially liked it, especially after, like, searching the land some more and, like, finding stuff. Like, there's a beach volleyball minigame in there that you can take part in. And it's kind of similar to the jump rope in New Donk City. It's, like, another one of those, like, challenge kind of things where you can, like, check your score against others. And I spent a lot of time doing that, mainly because, like, there's a nice progression in it where, like, you are, it's essentially, like, a one of the NPCs is throwing you a volleyball, and you have to, like, hit it back and stuff. You hit it back and forth, almost like a pong kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you, well, at least when I played it, I started hitting it with my head, like, using, like, Mario Jump as a way of hitting it. Then I came to find out, like, oh, you can use Cappy. You can throw Cappy at the thing, and it'll bounce back. And once that happened, it changed the game. I was like, yo, I'm sticking to this. I'm becoming a volleyball master. And I had a lot of fun with it. I want to go back to that and just like mess around with that a lot. I think that's one of the cool things about the game is that like it's a game with a buttload of mini games inside it. It's almost like like, you know how when you get a new phone, well, maybe not in 2017, I haven't played a mobile game in a long time, but remember, yeah, like 2005, you'd get like a flip phone with like Snake on it, and or like Solitaire, like just like a bunch of different mini games. I feel like you kind of get that a little bit in like a more better and polished version in Mario Odyssey, to where I'm just like, you know what, today I'm gonna jump rope, nah, today I'm gonna play volleyball, nah, today I'm gonna race a bunch of Koopas.
I feel you.
And so that was pretty fun. And yeah, like back to like my swimming thing is that, like, I think this kingdom helps a lot by letting you possess that one thing that I was just talking about, the jellyfish creature.
Yeah.
Late Kingdom kind of helps it out by letting you possess a cheap sheep, but I wasn't too passionate about the cheap sheeps.
Me neither. They have them in this one too.
Yeah, they are kind of slow. This thing, like, it has the cool thing of, if you press one button, you can go up. If you press another button, you can go forward. And if you press both at the same time, you can kind of go diagonal.
Yeah.
I think also, like, I was just thinking about this today, that this level specifically is very reminiscent of Mario Sunshine. There's an area with a bunch of ink that you have to, like, clear out with the water and stuff like that. And I was just thinking about that. I was like, man, this is actually very Sunshine-ish. Like, I played Sunshine a little bit.
It does feel like Sunshine a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the lava part or whatever. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, that part. Like, yeah, this game is very clever about harkening back to the previous games. Like, I'd seen Galaxy in areas, I'd seen 64 in areas, and this is like the first area where I was like, oh, this right here is Sunshine, like this is straight up Sunshine, and I don't know why I didn't notice this before, especially with that one thing that you possess where it's essentially flood, if you really like boil down to it. And so that was cool. And yeah, like this kingdom, like, it's just I think it's a nice switch of pace in terms of just like the sunniness of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Depending on what you choose, you're either coming off of New Donk City or the Snow Kingdom. And New Donk City is very much like the city. New Donk City has its own vibe to it that is very specific to it. And the Snow Kingdom also has its very own vibe that's specific to it. And Seaside Kingdom, I think, is like almost like a breath of fresh air of like, yo, I'm just here to chill. and like I thought about this today, and it's something we're gonna get to later, is that like I'm starting to realize how different the art styles of the game are, or the different levels are from each other, from like New Donk City to Seaside to the one of Snow Kingdom. Like, if you take just these three kingdoms and look at the art style, like these places are very different. Look at the Sand Kingdom, like these places are super very different. And especially Launching Kingdom, which we'll get to later, which is very distinct from the rest of the game.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
One other thing though, how do you guys feel about the boss battle in this game?
I think it was pretty easy overall. Like, I wasn't having a lot of trouble with it, but I think that doesn't necessarily make the world any less interesting or vibrant or fun. You know, I don't think that Mario Odyssey's thing with me is that, like, the difficulty is very much optional.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that they make the boss battles the required things less intensive and, like, more just like, oh, look, this is the capture that this world. Like, just show that you mastered the capture. And then you can move on to the next world. I feel like that's more than enough for me in a boss battle. And also the character was cute. And like, you kind of interact with it during your entire playtime in that world as well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of like how each of these boss levels works. Is that like, you use your capture or you do something within the world to like aggravate the boss. And then the boss like comes out of hiding. You fight the boss, then you leave the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, the boss I thought was pretty cool. I agree with you that it was pretty easy, but like all the bosses in the main story are pretty easy. Aside from like maybe like one or two that might like trip you up. But I like the mechanic of it, of having to use that one jellyfish thing in order to like maneuver around it. And it's cool because it's a mechanic, and this is like the thing about Mario that the developers do very well, is that like you're spending your whole time in this level interacting with the jellyfish thing and learning how to use it, and then basically you're building up to, okay, now I have to use this to fight the boss.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
I agree. Yep. And I think like all these bosses, it does a good job of like communicating, like, here's what you learned, like Ian said, like, now here's the test, right? Mm-hmm. And like, it's never like, oh, what do I have to do? It's like, oh, okay, I'm surrounded by these squid guys. He has fire on his head. And I learned, you know, over there on that part of the world that if I shoot the lava, it like disappears. So I assume that damages him. You know, I think it kind of does that part really well. So,
Do we have anything else on this kingdom before we move on to the next one?
The music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Bubble Kingdom, the Seaside Kingdom.
Oh, the music
kingdom.
Is pretty good.
The music's really good in this one. As soon as I like land, I think all three of these have like really pretty good music, especially the first two, the Snow Kingdom and the Seaside Kingdom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's like everything I can think of for the Seaside Kingdom. Yeah, really good kingdom. I was not expecting to like it, so that might be part of the reason why. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed my time with it, so that's cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Next up, we have Snow Kingdom, otherwise known as Shiveria, which is like my favorite name for like
yeah.
any of the areas in this game. So it's essentially like the snow/ice level in Mario Odyssey. And surprisingly enough, I didn't spend enough time here, even though I actually really like the design of it. Like, I like the level visually, and then I like some of the things they do with this level. What was your guys' experience with Snow Kingdom?
I actually found that world to be like one of the most fun.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Because again, like, I feel like this game, and I've been trying to think of like a good way to explain this entire podcast, but I feel like this game is just an extension of Super Mario Galaxy in a lot of ways, where they just give you these bite-sized experiences that can either harken back to old Mario games or like show you something completely new. And I feel yeah. like the Ice Kingdom does a little bit of both. And like, it definitely homages Super Mario 64 in a huge way.
And oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It was like cute. It was fun. It was playful. The characters are adorable in that world. It harkens back to old Mario games. It shows you new things. It does everything that I think that a Mario level should do. And
like
it has
just
a bunch
yeah,
of stuff
I think
you
like
go
one
back
of them
to and like see after you beat the level. You know.
Yeah, I like how it like does the day night thing. Like after you beat it, like you can't see a thing when you first get there. You just know you're not supposed to go in the water. And then like, it's like a whole new world, when you, you know, when you unlock everything. So
yeah,
that was pretty dope.
What was your guys' first thoughts when you like entered that one hole that you fall down and then you're like, oh, there's like a city down here. Like, what was your guys' first reaction to that?
I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah. Or
honestly,
village. I guess
it was
it's not
like,
really a city. New Donk
yeah.
City
it's like a
city.
Little village, but
yeah,
I was like, oh, okay. Like this is pretty dope. I think like it's always fun when you don't expect it, and it's like this like really charming like, oh, these are like almost like reminiscent of the old penguins from 64, and like it's very reminiscent of like the slide in 64.
Yeah,
so that was cool.
Yeah, it has a lot of great moments. I think like I and going down there, I don't know why I thought of like I also thought of different like PS2 games, or N64 games, like what's the one that came to mind? Like I got like Ratchet and Clank vibes almost, like entering into this place where it's like, oh, there's these weird characters, and like I'm in this place now.
Yeah,
I thought the concept of dividing like the four different areas, and having to get the star in each, and then bringing back to be able to get access to this main thing in the area. I thought that was like a cool kind of thing they did. Mm-hmm. And I love the race thing in that level. Like,
dude, the race is so good. I was like, I'm sure they're like just desperate. Like, I can't believe they didn't put this in Mario Kart this year, but I'm sure they wanted to, and they just didn't want to spoil it. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, man, like it uses the same properties of like a Mario Kart game. Like, you hit the jumps right, you get a boost. It was very cool. This is probably like the highlight of the level for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ian, did you have anything else on this level?
I love those dang, what even race are they? Like, the Shivarians or whatever, like the little woolly, like they remind me of what are they called, like seals, like Arctic seals.
Yeah
they do,
and they're adorable. And I feel like the one thing that I love the most about that world is I was playing this on the plane to Hong Kong, and I'm playing the world, and then like my girlfriend is asleep next to me, and I like exit the shop, and whenever you exit the shop, the characters have like these big poofy coats on, and they say goodbye like this. And like the mm-hmm. top of their sweatshirt, like thing, like flaps around, and I like visibly freaked out. Grabbed my girlfriend's arm and was like, "Hey, look at this!" And she's like, "What? What's wrong?" And I show her, and she looks at me. She's like, "That's adorable." And then just like goes right yeah. back to sleep, like immediately after. But yeah, it was awesome. I really love that world. It's very adorable. I think is like the one word I can think of.
I love how chill all the pun intended. I love how chill all the characters seem to be in this game. Like they're all just like, oh, it's a man with a mustache, and he's coming through, and he's possessing our people. But he's cool, though. We're just gonna
hang
out
with him. Yeah. He's gonna help us.
Let's race them. Yeah, and like they're all pretty like lovable. That's one thing Nintendo kind of nails is like these characters. They obviously don't say much since it's Mario, and they're not like deep in depth characters as far as like who they are. But like Nintendo shines just enough personality and like great design on them that it's hard not to like see these things and immediately be like, oh, these things are fun. You know, and have like a good feeling about them. Like even I said before, even the enemies. I see the enemies, and I'm like, oh man, that thing's cute. Like, dude, I don't want to kill this thing. Like Alex kills the Brutals, but like, yeah, I love the characters in this level, and like, yeah, the racing thing is another example of just like the jump rope thing, just like the volleyball thing. Like there are little challenges in this game where you can just participate, have fun, and like they're repeatable things they can just go back to. And I haven't gone back to the race, surprisingly enough. I forgot the race was in there until this podcast, and now that I remember it, I want to go back and do the race, because I'm sure if I do it faster or whatever, I'm gonna get another star or another moon. I keep calling them different things. I said heart, then I said star, then I said moon. But yeah, like I think this level is really cool. Do you guys have any favorite moons that you got in this world?
I don't think so. Like I'm trying to think, like I felt like the highlight, I mean, I'm going to say the multi-moon just because I had to do the race to get it. It was kind of a short kingdom. Like there weren't any like super crazy, moons for me. Granted, I haven't seen everything there that world has to offer, but I'm going to say the multi-moon just because I had to do that really fun race to get it.
Yeah. Oh, the boss fight in this level is somewhat difficult at first. Like, since it's a snow level, you have the slippery floor, and then you have, like, the... I forget which Brutal it is, but one of the Brutals... Like,
it's the poison Brutal, I think.
Yeah, and so, like, he kind of messes around with the terrain that you're walking on, and it's that one kind of got kind of hairy, but that was also fun. I had one more thing about this kingdom that I'm forgetting now.
The outfits.
The outfits is cool. Is that the one with like you get a coat, right?
Yeah. Like the snow coat. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite outfit as far as like so far from here back? Like,
oh, that's
what's
so hard. Kingdom outfit? I really like the snow one, actually, now that I think about it. And I feel like, yeah, no, I think the snow one is probably one of my favorites, I would say.
I really like a pirate. The pirate one that you get from the beachside kingdoms. Yeah, pirate's good.
I think my favorite part is you do the pirate bottom and then anything on top because you have the eye patch. So like you can do like the pirate bottom and then like the Mario like snapback hat. It's like hip hop. It's like Metal Gear Solid hip hop Mario or whatever. Like
yeah, I like the chef costume.
It's a me, yeah. Mario.
It's a me, a cooking Mario.
Bobby I think my favorite moon was the basically like the four that you get before going into the thing. Like I thought each of those like were it was very Mario Galaxy, like Ian said, where it's they're specific and they're kind of linear. But the challenge is pretty fun. And also, you guys almost had me forget this. One of my favorite possessions, the big like
blowy guy, cloud
blowy guys. The first time I possessed one of those dudes. I lost it. I was like, dude, that's crazy. And I went around blowing stuff. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I was looking around for candles, trying to figure out how to, like, you know, use this ability to my advantage. But yeah. Shaveria.
Great name.
Great name. Almost as great as Mount Valbano in Lunching Kingdom.
Maybe
actually,
not
Mount
quite.
Valbano might actually be the worst name for
probably.
Yeah. It's bottom three for me. As far as name, also maybe possibly as far as kingdom, even though I think Alex, you said you liked it. How do you like Mount Valbano?
You said we're gonna call it the Legend Kingdom. You said you didn't like it.
I liked it. I liked a lot of it, but I also didn't like it at the same time. I think I just don't like the lava. Is the thing? It makes it hard.
The lava is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like a chef at one point. Like I was in culinary arts school and stuff like that. And at one point, I thought I wanted to be like a chef at a restaurant. So I really like the theme of this one. Just like all the culinary stuff is really cool. And I'm trying to think like the possession was the lava guy. It was all right. Like it's not really the greatest possession mechanic in the world. I feel like the boss fight was really fun on this one. The like giant, bird, I think they call it a cuckatoo since it's like culinary.
Did you just say cuckatoo?
Cuckatoo.
Oh, cuckatoo. Okay, I heard cuckatoo.
Kukatiel, I think is what it is. Like, I think that's a really fun boss fight where you're like riding up the lava waves and like jumping on it. Like, that was really fun. Just the whole like the reason like you're fighting inside of a giant clam chowder like bowl. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, I thought like this had a lot of open world exploration as far as like I would possess a little lava guy and just like go around and surf around on the purple lava and like find power moons and coins. And then there's like some one-off, like some of the like extra curricular, like challenge, like power moons, like the ones that you go through a door and it takes you to a special level. I thought it was really fun in this one. It's like, you were like throwing your hat at the blue things that like shoot out waves. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it like starts a chain reaction and like your hat is sent to another like flicky thing. I thought it was really cool. Like way to do that. But yeah, like I like this. It's not my favorite kingdom, but I really like it compared to some of the others. Like I said, I think the latter half of Kingdoms is by far like where the game gets really, really interesting. Like I've kind of picked up steam on it now that I've played these three. I'm like, okay, like I can't wait to see what's next. Like I think next is Bowser's Kingdom, which we'll get to next week. But yeah, I'm stoked. I'm having a great time. And Luncheon Kingdom has great outfits, has fun music. Yeah, I like it.
Have you found the painting in this level yet?
I have not. I found the painting in one of the older kingdoms that links to this kingdom. Okay. But I haven't found the one inside of this kingdom yet.
So that was probably one of my favorite parts of the game, is finding the painting in this kingdom.
Really?
I won't ruin it at all, but I found a painting, and like I was like, huh. Alright, that's what we're doing then. And like, it was one of those moments where I was like, All right, I see you, Mario Odyssey. So I heavily suggest just looking around this kingdom and trying to find that painting, because that was the moment where I was taken back and being like, okay, here we go. My favorite possession, though, because you said you weren't really into the possessions. I think this is I don't know if this is the first kingdom where you can possess them, but possessing the Hammer Bros, I guess they're the Pan Bros.
Oh yeah, you can do that here, huh?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably also one of my favorite possessions in the game. And this is like the only possession where I actually like the motion controls. I don't do them when I'm holding my Switch, because I'll break my Switch. But if I'm holding the Pro Controller, the Pan Bro, which is basically a Hammer Bro, he'll throw pans like very fast. And it's like pretty satisfying. So that's pretty fun. And there were some things I did in this kingdom that I liked. And I liked the boss battle. And I liked some of the the platforming sections. And I think overall the main reason why I didn't like this kingdom as much as a lot of the others was that I didn't like the lava being everywhere and having to like maneuver around the lava, and then
kind of restrictive, I guess.
Yeah. And then like I felt like some of the food was kind of bland. Like and this is like a weird complaint. Man, what the heck is I need to stop podcasting forever. I'm going to accidentally do all these fun. But like the corn looked great. I'll say this:
the corn. The corn was 10 delicious. Out of
10 corn. I feel like the other food, I was not like, man, this looks fire. Except also the stew at the boss fight. The stew looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like all the other food was kind of like meh.
And not for you.
I know that's a weird like kind of like hang up to have.
Yeah.
But sometimes I play this game hungry and I don't.
The tomatoes were cool. Like they turn into the lava that you can hop in.
Yeah. I have no idea what you just said because they're still facing away. But yeah.
The tomatoes.
Oh, tornadoes!
Turn into lava. Yeah, did you say tornadoes?
Tomatoes. Yeah, I really.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the tomatoes were really cool, and I think that they were really well incorporated into the capture mechanic. Like the more I think about this kingdom, the more I really like it. Like I think that at first glance, because the art style is so jarring, it's like I feel like with a lot of people, they were like, "Ugh, this feels strange," because it doesn't kind of line up with the art style that's presented in the earlier like parts of the game. But I feel like the way that I love the captures in this kingdom, the fireball one, the way they incorporate that into finding secret moons later on in the level are really interesting. Like, for example, like you can like jump onto different torches, and if you like light certain torches within the world, then that can reveal power moon. We mentioned it before about like that during parts of the game, you need to use the lava guy to jump on these tomatoes and the tomatoes become lava. That's super interesting.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and then all like as Blessing said earlier, you can use the fireball guy to like access secret areas and like go in the lava. Like even though you don't like that part, that's a mechanic that is introduced because of that capture. But to be honest, I think my favorite capture in this world is definitely the fork guy. the four characters, because like
Flicky guys.
Yeah, the Flicky guys. Yeah, but I think they're four. Like I forget the name. I guess they're like luncheons or luncheon.
Yeah.
People, citizens or whatever. So the cool thing about that is that you hold back on the stick and then you can fling yourself forward, but you can also fling yourself downward or sideways or whatever. And I feel like
I get into trouble that way a couple times.
Yeah, like. I mean, sometimes I mess it up, but I was always laughing whenever I messed it up, because like you'd be I'm time to go down, and then you'd flick up by accident and you'd like land completely in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I feel like that capture specifically is like super kinetic and it feels good to use, and also using it in tandem with the capture again. So like you would like fling yourself up and then capture another fork on the way up. Mm-hmm. Like that, I feel like that felt really satisfying.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Yeah, like overall I think that the captions in this world are cool. The art style, while very very different than the rest of the game, is very beautiful and like has tons of colors. It reminds me kind of like a 90s coloring book where like all these like neon like rainbowy colors are interacting together. The citizens of this world are really interesting looking. Their design is really cool. They feel like almost like not Art Nouveau, but like an art student cartoon, like, you know what I mean, like very creative, very out there. And beautiful. I think this world, the more I think about it, the more I talk about it, the more I'm like falling in love with it.
It's a very strong kingdom for me. And again, I'd kind of gone into it with expectations that I wasn't gonna like it, just based on what I'd heard from other people or whatever, but I love it, dude. So
yeah, and the more and more I think about this world, the more and more I'm like, okay, maybe I am coming around on it, because I'm thinking about the main mission right now, and like, because every world has a main objective, and I think I like this main objective more than a lot of the other ones, because you're just making your way towards the mountain the whole time, and like, I totally forgot about one of the possessions, which is one of my favorite possessions in the game, is when you possess meat, and you just move around.
Just like, it says like Twitch.
Yeah, and it's like, what kind of horrible possession, like, horrible existence is that, like, to be Mario inside of this like
meat. Piece of meat.
Yeah, like that's like a nightmare existence. But that was also pretty fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any favorite moons from this level?
Favorite moons.
I think that's one way that you and I think very differently. Is that I'm not thinking of like very specific moons. I'm thinking about like where I'm at in the level and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, I guess this is where you and I differ in terms of like this game. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a specific one that I really am like, oh my god, that moon was great. But like, I think, like I just mentioned before, the fireball, like there's an early part in the game where you fireball jump into two torches, but they're not like, it's not laid out to you in a certain way saying, hey, light these torches. They're just not lit while every other torch in that level is lit. And when you light it, you get a moon from that. Mm-hmm. So like the secret, more like hidden away moons, I guess, are my favorite ones at this level that require you to use the lava guy. Those are my favorites.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I think the thing is, for me, like a lot of my enjoyment from this game comes from like this, a lot of these specific challenges. Like I get a lot of enjoyment from searching around and looking around and just hanging out in places. But when it comes to places like Luncheon Kingdom, I have not revisited since I beat the game. And so a lot of what I did was the main quest and then a bit more stuff to like just find a lot of the moons so I can move on. And so, like, that was kind of more of my main experience with it, is just, like, looking for moons. And so, like, there's one moon in one of the challenge levels. I think it was either one of the doors that you have to throw your hat at, or a tube, I can't remember. Or a pipe, I mean. And essentially, like, it was just a bunch of bricks in this room that you have to break. And I think you have to possess one of the Pan brothers and, like, just break a bunch of bricks. And the more bricks you break, the more of the room is revealed. And the people who have played that level probably know what I'm talking about. It's really hard to like talk about without like, or to talk about if you have no idea what it is, because it's kind of one of those things where it's like you had to be there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Kind of like Spider-Man Homecoming. So yeah, that's it for the Luncheon Kingdom. Let's move on to question of the week. Every week we have a question. This week is no different. Last week we asked, "What is your favorite music from Mario Odyssey?" I believe most of us said that we loved the end of New Donk City with the festival. Superstar.
Yeah. Yep.
My answer was Superstar. At the very end of the game, or later in the game, I should say, there's some music that I really like that I'm not going to really talk about. Dylan Tierney wrote in, and he said, shout out to Bowser's Kingdom for going ham on the woodwinds.
Nice.
So yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that really did have some great kingdom music. Yeah, and we'll get to that level next week because that's also one of my favorite levels in the game.
I'm excited to get there. Yeah,
dude, I'm excited for you to finish up the game.
Me too. I'm almost there.
Next week we'll finish up the kingdoms and kind of go through some of the remaining ones. There's some stuff that opens up post game, but I don't know if we might get into them. We might not. I don't know. We'll have to see about that.
Maybe we'll do like a separate episode with all the spoilers and like just like going back if there are any, you know, moments that open up after that.
Picking up them stragglers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question for this week is, what kingdom has your favorite art style?
Bowser's Kingdom.
Bowser's Kingdom.
I think I might agree.
I'm not to Bowser's Kingdom yet. I might say Launching Kingdom. I love polygonal art. And the fact that I get like all the food is just like they look like gems and rhinestones, but it's just all food.
Oh yeah,
I think it's. I don't know. I think that's really cool. Like I love, like I said, I love polygonal art. I love low poly art, and it all kind of comes together in the Luncheon Kingdom that way. Yeah, I think that's gonna be my favorite one. I'm trying to think of any other ones. I mean, New Donk is great, but I feel like none of them stand out quite like Luncheon Kingdom do.
Really, I think New Donk City, that game or that level stands out more than any other level for me.
Like, are we talking like just graphics or
no? Like art style wise, like I think the thing about New Donk City that makes it jump out for a lot of people is that like you've never seen Mario in a city like this, especially being alongside True. Like actual humans, right? And so like it's just and this is what I was talking about earlier, that every kingdom has like such a different art style, right? Whereas like you go to Sand Kingdom and you have the NPCs that are like these like. I don't know what to call them without saying anything racist because look at the level is kind of like, but you have, like they have the dudes with the maracas. I'll call them that, dudes with the maracas, and they're all doing their shaky thing, and those guys look cool, they're and then you look at the whole kingdom, thing. They're doing their shaky thing with the maracas, and like, the whole kingdom itself is like this whole it's kind of like a love letter to like Mexico, you know, and it has that vibe to it.
I agree. I like that vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Even Cat Kingdom does the thing where. You look in the background and it has all the buildings wearing hats, which is very terrifying when you kind of like
think about a building wearing a hat.
Yeah. But like, and there's something I missed to like, I went back to Cap Kingdom and I spent a lot of time there and I was just like, are all those buildings in the background wearing hats? Even the chimneys?
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Y'all got to calm down. Like, saying this ain't okay. This is nightmare fuel. But New Donk City, I think, is just like so vibrant. And it feels very active. I feel like a lot of levels can sometimes feel empty, but New Donk City feels very active because of the human presence there.
Yeah.
And just like the verticality. Well, this doesn't really have to do with art style, but the verticality of it. But for gameplay at least, makes it cool. But when you look up, you know, there's stuff to look at. There's stuff to like. That draws your eye. So yeah, I like the art style of New Donk City for that. And yeah, Bowser's Kingdom is pretty cool. We'll talk about that next week. And I can't think of any other. Well, there's one other kingdom that we'll also talk about next week that I think has an amazing, amazing style to it, art style to it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's about to be lit. It's about to be lit. But yeah, let us know. Those who are listening, tweet at us with the hashtag NDCR. Let us know what your favorite art style in the game is, kingdom wise. We'll read your answers on the show. That about wraps the show up, though. Alex, where can the people find you on Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at It's Van Aken. That's ITSVANAKEN. It's also where you can find me on Instagram.
Nice. Ian, where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at IanWhynot, IanWhynot. You can find me also with that same name on Instagram and also on the OK Beast YouTube channel doing anime stuff and A+ Anime. Watch that every Friday.
Pixel Pulse Radio. Watch that. Listen to that.
Don't listen to that. Listen to A+ Anime. Bye.
And you can find me at POTUS on Twitter. At POTUS on Twitter. So click that subscribe button. Smash that like button. Let us know how you feel.
Smash that like button.
Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. We're giving out codes next week. That's a lie. We're not doing that on the show. Don't sue us. You have nothing. You've got nothing. The show is free. You can't sue us. Psych.
Okay.
New Donk City Radio is your number one source for following Mario's adventures as he odysseys into various lands and kingdoms. We're a weekly limited run podcast series. If you like the show, subscribe to us on your streaming service of choice. Visit okbeast.com and follow at okbeast now on Twitter and Instagram. That's been Alex. That's been Ian. I've been Blessed. You can actually find me on Twitter at Blessing Jr. Hit that song.
Check. Listening to OK Beast, Hot 64 FM, New Donk City Radio.
It's New Donk, New Donk City. Yeah. Welcome to New Donk City, where the donks are fresh and the Kumbas are pretty. It's New Donk City.
Yeah. Pauline, take it away.
It's New Donk. New Donk. New Donk City. That Hennessy, don't you touch my Odyssey. Snoop Dogg City.
Yeah, thank you, Pauline.
It's New Donk City, where the donks are fresh and the Goombas are so pretty. Yeah, it's New Donk, New Donk City.
Pauline, one more time.
Oh, it's New Donk City, baby. Won't you come? Won't you come lay me down?
It's New Donk City, City Radio. You're listening to Hot 64 FM, New Donk City Radio. Late night, New Donk City Radio. Yeah.